mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to this Thursday edition, the 26th day of August 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got an interesting guest coming up in the second hour, a Mr. Buchanan, and no, he's not Pat Buchanan. He's someone who ran for president on the Republican ticket and got massive New World Order harassment, and his story has been well documented. He's the gentleman that helped bring the research to the mainstream media on the East Coast that was published in several major papers about the Bushes being involved with the Nazis up until the early 1950s with the money out of Thyssen and Crump and other major German families coming through the Bush rat line into their bank accounts. And boy, let me tell you, that bit of news got him major heat. So we'll talk about this harrowing saga that Mr. Buchanan went through. Also coming up, how we trained Al-Qaeda. I want to go over this article from Information Clearinghouse. We'll also get into some of the reports about Iraq. Witnesses, Marines hit Iraq inmate who died. This out of the Associated Press. More torture news. And now the Pentagon is going to start releasing some of the thousands of photos and videos that members of Congress have seen. And members of Congress have said the Army's own report states that it shows the beating of children and women, the raping of children and women. We don't know if they're going to release that specifically, but the question is, why would the Pentagon start releasing this now? I mean, there's always a reason. There are millions of things that are classified under the 1947 National Security Act. Why would they now be bringing this forward? But we'll get into an Iraqi inmate who died at a U.S. detention camp, was a, quote, honorary prisoner, who was beaten by several Marines, including one on trial for allegedly kicking him in the chest. One of the camp's jailers testified. So we've got people now tattling on each other, which this is murder, folks, and so it's a good thing this is happening. The problem is that they admit they were ordered to do this, and so those above them that gave the orders are more guilty than they are. And that's clearly what the precedent states, not just from the United States, but in Nuremberg after World War II. Everybody loves international law so much, international precedent. Well, there's the precedent. Just following orders doesn't cut it, but just giving the orders doesn't cut it either. Also, we have this Virginia family defends video of Bay Bridge, the video taped behind the detention of an Annandale man was a vacation video showing the scenery from the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and had nothing to do with terror surveillance, the man's daughter said yesterday. And the feds are admitting that on the tape is vacation video, family video out the car window, driving through the countryside, videotape of other landmarks. So if you're a Muslim, or I guess somebody with darker skin, doesn't matter if you don't have any terror connections. You videotape something, you're going under the jail. I tell you, I mean, long before 9/11, we'd have police walk up to us and say, turn your cameras off. We'd be 200 yards away, 150 yards away, videotaping checkpoints, or videotaping SWAT raids, or videotaping basically anything. They'd walk over and say, turn your camera off, and I'd say, no, First Amendment. Well, we're going to arrest you. Well, go ahead. I'm going to own your house. And in all those cases, they backed off. Not now. They're setting the precedent. I've talked to a lot of people who don't have brown skin who've been told in New York turn their cameras off. In fact, they banned videotaping the World Trade Center disaster zone, covering up that evidence. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're learning more and more on a daily basis about the depth and breadth of torture in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Camp X-Ray. The most brutal things imaginable. Raping people's children in front of them. Families randomly picked up at checkpoints. This is the Army's own reports. There's now three of them out. This is the confessions, but everyone is saying we were ordered to do it. No kidding. They're not going to pose for photos and pass them around like baseball cards, as it was described by one captain, if they weren't ordered to do it. The question is, how did they find cadres of people to do this? I don't want to think that our fellow human beings are this bad, especially Americans. And for all the sickos out there that promoted torture the last couple years, look what it's turned into. It always turns into this. Unbelievable. You dance with the devil, he doesn't change, you change. But I want to start with this first before I get into just the masses of vital news, and really it is a big news day today. And these stories are all posted on PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. No iPass, prepare to pay double. Chicago Sun-Times. Now, before I go any further, first they announced 9 toll roads, now 15. Now they're openly discussing 20-plus. Every major road to get into Austin or leave Austin or go anywhere, to leave my house, which is on the edge of Austin, I will have to, if I go one direction, go through a toll road. If I go another direction, go through a toll road. It will be hard to get to a grocery store.
It will be hard to get to a gas station without paying a toll. You're going, wait a minute, Chicago Sun-Times, no I-Pass, prepare to pay double. Well, let's just talk about Austin. Okay. The city council, the few members of it, that the mayor is one of them, Will Wynn, who was on this Campo board, this regional board, voted to give up all their authority in perpetuity over Central Texas's roads, county, city, state roads. And in major polls, 90-plus percent of people are against it. No one is for it. They'll have 600 people show up against it at meetings, and just two or three who happen to work for government agencies who show up for it with signs. This has all been admitted. But our so-called conservative mayor says he doesn't care. And it's the liberals who are running around against the toll roads, along with all the real conservatives. I mean, I have met no one who's for it. And everybody's worried about this because they said, well, these are going to be tollless toll roads, so don't worry, it's not going to block traffic. Because imagine, conservatively now, 15 of these babies, see, first they get it passed, you give up our authority, oh, don't worry, it's just 9, I mean 15, well, probably 22, maybe more, and it's incredible. And they said, don't worry, these are going to be cashless toll roads. Oh, it's for your convenience, you're all going to have to buy a transmitter, a transistor, a powerful RFID chip, and they're about an inch long, half inch wide, put up on your dash, and these are going to be scanned in red, and it's going to mark down how much you travel, and each year you're going to have to pay, or you're going to pay on a quarterly basis if you want a discount. And it could be thousands of dollars, they admit, per person, per driver. This is the official plan. They're putting it in right now. No one gets to vote on it. And they laugh at you and go ahead and try to throw us out because they got the electronic voting machines in place. Now, in other areas, in Illinois and California and Kansas where I've been, they'll have 5-6 lanes that are electronic and one if you want to pay cash. And you pay double. In fact, I've covered this in my films. And we drive through the checkpoints, and they say, you don't have K-Tag. This is 5-6 years ago. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And I say, no, we don't have K-Tag. And so the cost was roughly double. It's the same thing. Oh, you don't have to have a customer loyalty card at the grocery store. Just your food's going to cost a third more. In some cases, double. Oh, you don't, have to have a national ID card, but we just won't sell you any food if you don't swipe it. That's the next thing that's coming. So here is the Chicago Sun-Times. No I-Pass, prepare to pay double. And it'll be the same way in Austin. And it's going to cause unbelievable traffic because people have to slow down to go through the tolls, even though they're electronic. Then you'll also have everybody merging off who doesn't want to pay or who's from out of town who doesn't have the chip to put their $2 to $5 per leg of the toll in. This whole place is going to... My car, when this goes in, and they're putting up the poles and the scanners right now, is going to be a taxi cab. Every one of your cars is going to be a taxi cab. Remember I talked about England, London putting it in 60 cents a mile, and now they want to do it nationwide in England, and I warned you, I read the federal plans 5-6 years ago. I had people on the federal boards on, and now Oregon's announcing it to go statewide. No I-Pass, prepare to pay double. If you don't have an I-Pass, start collecting your change. Tolls for cars without the electronic collection units will be double to 80 cents by January 1st under a massive plan to rebuild the tollway into a smoother, more efficient system and build the long-awaited Interstate 355 extension into Will County. Governor Blagojevich, $5.3 billion 10-year tollway overhaul plan unveiled Wednesday, freezes tolls for now at 40 cents for I-Pass users driving cars. The project will be financed on the backs of locals without I-Pass, out-of-state drivers and truck drivers who will face steep toll increases. Semi-tractor trailer drivers who now pay $1.50 will pay $4 tolls next year if Blagojevich's plan is approved by the tollways board. Now let me stop here. I haven't been through Illinois toll roads. I've been in Chicago, always flown into Chicago. So I haven't driven around in Chicago, and I don't know about their toll roads, but I've been in Dallas, I've been in Houston, I've been in places that have regular toll roads, and they make sense. If we don't have the money to build some giant interstate around the city, okay, for 10 years, we're going to charge you a dollar to use it. And growing up, Dallas would build toll roads. They'd put them in, and 10 years later, the tolls came out. That's better than going and you know, financing some $500 million bond proposal for a new extension of a highway around the city, and then end up paying over $1 billion once you add the interest in. I mean, I'm all for, but you look at Dallas, you look at all these other cities, they've got maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 toll roads, and they're new roads. Austin is taking the backbone, the core roads. I mean, they had a map in the paper of the first proposal, which passed, the 9 toll roads, and public officials said that we're against it. Yeah, you're not going to be able to get in or out of Austin without using this, and they are a dollar per leg of it, folks. Now, I'm imagining, and you can call me if you live in Chicago and explain this to me, but I'm imagining this is like the toll roads I've seen in Kansas or California or wherever I've been all over the place, where, yeah, if you get on one exit of the toll road and get off the next, it's a dollar. But if you stay on that baby and go through town, it's $4 or $5. I mean, just to go across the Golden Gate Bridge is, what, $3? I mean, look, this is such a scam. So no I-Pass, prepare to pay double. And so if you don't have the pass, they're going to charge you double. And for trucks, and it doesn't say how many legs, but it says we'll pay $4, and citizens are going to have to pay 80 cents instead of 40 cents if they don't have the tracker chip. Now, Austin is saying that they're just going to charge you on a quarterly or yearly basis, and that you're going to have to pay, basically to have credits on it, and then if you don't, they say the cameras are going to scan your identity, and you'll get 3 warnings, and then you'll be arrested. That was in the newspaper. So, of course, there's the obvious caveat or facet of this, which I think is not a tertiary issue. It's even bigger, that they're going to track and trace everywhere you go and what you do. Now, is that freedom? But, I mean, even I've looked at a map of Chicago, but this sounds like the standard toll road, you know, a route around the city. That would be reasonable to charge people for 10 years, then get rid of the toll. But see, they don't get rid of tolls anymore. They stay. And they make you take a transponder and penalize you, and I'm against that. So I'm reasonable on this issue. They're completely unreasonable. And let me tell you, I've seen the federal plan. I've interviewed the people on the boards. Anywhere you drive within 3 years, you're going to be taxed, buddy. You're going to be taxed with a transponder in your car. In many areas, they've already put the transponder readers up. Side roads, county roads, everything. You're going to be taxed and traced and controlled. That's why they're putting in the buses and the trains right now, because they're going to force us out of our cars. And you go, wait a minute, everything's built on the roads. The oil companies run things. They want oil. Well, for those of you that are still driving, and for the buses and all the rest of it, they're going to be just charging us $3-4 a gallon for gas. You see, it's a controlled market. It's about control. And the oil companies are going to own the trains and own the buses. If you look at who owns them, it's already the same people. You got to understand this. So it's going to be total, total. And we're noticing this is happening everywhere where the electronic voting machines go in. I mean, they tried to pass light rail twice here, but now they're bringing it back up, and they go, we're going to win. You watch this time, and laughing at the city council dais. Why are they doing that? Because they know, folks, we have Clear Channel owning our voting machines here in Austin, and the other big companies are all publicly run by the Central Intelligence Agency, or the NSA. 3 of them are CIA, the others NSA. You try to get into these voting companies, there's young men with short haircuts and in fancy blue suits, obviously special forces, and then we link back their names, they are. I mean, it's just military operations, these dummy front companies, and it's gone, folks. The country's gone if we don't wake up to this and really realize the horror of it. They never pull this before, every major road to be a toll road. They never do stuff like this, but they've got those machines now, where it doesn't matter if a politician's 15 points behind in the polls, they win by a landslide, because they're married to the owner of Clear Channel's daughter. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I don't say this to sound arrogant or authoritative. I say this because I'm desperate. I told you they'd be on TV saying everybody needs a microchip. I told you they'd openly be talking about martial law being a good thing. I told you they'd talk about getting rid of posse comitatus. I came right out with the fact that you'd be tracked and traced and tacked. And taxed by satellite tracker boxes and RFID chips in your vehicles. And it's, I told you there'd be toll roads everywhere with built-in checkpoints where they can shut the roads down and go through your vehicles. And you're going, well, Alex, how did you know all that? Yeah, I've been listening for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, some of you 8 years. And yes, you did say that. How did you know? Because it was all in the federal documents. I mean, I get up here and rant and rave on the broadcast, but I sit up late at night almost every night, and I just read documents and bills and legislation, and I've interviewed, you know, just thousands of people. And this is what I do. This is who I am. You know, this is my life. This is my business. Just like your business is selling houses or, you know, keeping golf course greens up, I wouldn't begin to tell you how to do that. But I do know how the New World Order operates, and I do know what their plan is. And their plan is the end of America. And I'm challenging you to learn a little bit about what I know. To not believe what I say, but go check it out for yourself. Trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan would say. And when you find out I'm telling you the truth, I think you're going to do the right thing. But just amazing, folks. You get penalized if you don't have the tracker chip in your car. And then it gets put down to one lane if you want to pay cash. And then finally they just phase it out. I've read the consumer promotion plans when they have these big symposiums, usually in Chicago every year, of the biometric and telemetric and different industries there. Walmart's always the Mac Daddy with the Defense Department because they're two of the biggest buyers in the country, so they can tell all the suppliers what they want and force them onto new systems. And they have said, and it's going in all the grocery stores, it's going in the Home Depots, it's going in the Walmarts. Remember, 4 or 5 years ago, they put in one or two of the self-checkout lines where you check yourself out. Then all of a sudden, a few months later, 4 or 5. Then a year later, 6 or 7 or 8. And I'll go into a grocery store, I'll go into a store, I'll go into Home Depot, and there'll be one checkout line at 6 o'clock at night with a clerk, and there'll be 10 people lined up there, and there'll be all these empty self-checkout lanes. Now, that happened the first year or so. Now people are starting to get frustrated, and they're starting to use them. But still, people line up to have service. It's a human trait. You want to exchange things with a human being. And this dehumanization's got to stop. And they say, well, it's industry to save money. Folks, the economy is what the economy demands. If you demand service, they'll build it in. It'll have more entry-level jobs. It'll make our economy drive. But I mean, McDonald's was the first to do this. They put the trash can there and say, thank you, implying you're supposed to throw it away. And you think, oh, I'm doing a good job doing this. It's keeping down prices. No, now you just don't get any service. Okay? And it doesn't drive down prices. They all just basically merge their prices and gouge you. But I say it started with McDonald's. It really started with the advertisement psychology and the Pavlovian manipulation we were talking about with Bernays yesterday, the father of this. With gasoline, you know, you'd pull up, pay your 20 cents a gallon, a couple of young teenagers run out, wipe your car down, clean it, check all the fluids. The cars ran a lot better because they got better maintenance. You'd sit back and relax in your car, or you'd go and get a drink out of the water fountain or buy yourself a Dr. Pepper. You'd come out and give them a little tip, and thank you. But then they said, oh, well, we'll have self-serve and give you a little bit of a discount if you do that. Then they just phased the service out altogether. So that's the future. Faceless systems with a couple of guys in black ski masks, and they will wear black ski masks, by the way, for their safety, of course, standing at the front of Walmart, and there'll be no one there, and you'll just be there, and there'll be little information kiosk that you talk to. You'll say, where is the Charmin toilet paper?
Why, thank you, customer. It's on aisle 14A. If we can serve you, please remember to return to the kiosk, and we have discounts on blah, blah, blah. Mr. Johnson, your retina scan shows that you're a high-level customer. We've got gold star pricing on toothpaste on aisle 9.
You think I'm joking? It's already going in. I'm not playing around here. This is the plan. The official plan. And yes, the feds are even moving forward. Within 10 years, you won't even be allowed to drive your own car. They're going to remote control it down the road. And the movies are all conditioning you for that. It's just amazing. And they say, well, it's just progress, Mr. Jones. I'm sure buggy whip manufacturers were like you know, in 1906 when the car started coming out, the automobile. Well, then in that case, then Hitler was just progress. You know, putting people in mass graves. You know, all progress is not good. The IBM machine to count the Jews wasn't good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, coming up a little bit later, after we cover some news and take your calls, we have John Buchanan coming on with an incredible story. You do not want to miss this interview. But before I go to your calls and back into the latest torture news and the Republican National Convention and everything that's going on, I wanted to play a clip the ACLU put together. And again, I'm no big fan of the ACLU because they claim a lot of rights that we don't have. And then when there's real rights being violated, they'll either go in and lose the case or drop the ball or create bad case law. I believe they're controlled at the top. But it's just like the NRA. I think the members of the NRA are, by and large, really good people with a good mission. I think a lot of ACLU people are good folks. And sometimes ACLU chapters do a good job. Well, this was made by the ACLU, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And it's video, but it's the image, picture the image of a computer screen. You know, a database, like when you go to get your credit report or something, and it's the operator at the pizza place, at the pizza chain, going over the guy's Matrix database NSA system to see if he's safe.
to see if, you know, to try to sell him a pizza. And the USA Today, about 3 months ago, we covered the article repeatedly, admitted that the big pizza chains, when you buy a pizza, automatically run your name and information through the wanted list, I mean down to parking tickets, and then if your address is changed and the police are having trouble finding you, it's automatically red flagged, and instead of a pizza coming, you get a police officer or a SWAT team. And this is happening everywhere. The police are having databases put in their cars that show this, where if you deal with any big corporation or big company, they have all this information. When you deal with me, you don't. When you deal with some other small business, you don't. But already, all the big businesses that we know of are doing this. From shoe places to grocery stores, to car dealers, you name it. And this is the type of data they have. And it's disgusting. And it has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. So here is this little piece, just the audio of it. And understand, this is 98% what we already have, okay? This is serious. This is not a joke. This is where things are going very soon. This system is in place. And once they put the national ID card in as, quote, the sales tax identifier, that brings federal control into every business, then all the small businesses are going to have to do this and be hooked in to the database that all the big corporations have greedily signed on to. And Stephanie, my audio was low earlier. You might need to boost this. Go ahead and hit it.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?
All right, folks. Now, I guess I learned of this 7 years ago, that the Department of Agriculture, of all people, and the Department of Health and Human Services are going to make you swipe your national ID card, and if you buy too much fattening food, too much ice cream, there is going to be a tax. And they're going to look at how much of that food you're buying. They're going to look at how much beer you buy, how many cigarettes you buy, how much chewing tobacco you buy, everything. You think I'm joking? Already thousands of school districts, not hundreds, it was hundreds, have thumb scanners, no cash allowed. You must pay with your thumb. Your parents must put the money in the account. It said the school monitors to see what the child is eating and can involve CPS if you're not controlling them and telling them what to eat. Mainstream news. And they're going to tax you. They're going to control you. They're going to run your life like no one's ever been run before.
I'm sorry. Just another announcement. I really haven't promoted this video. I'm very impressed with it. I made it with one of my associates. It is 90 minutes long. It is called American Dictators, and it covers the fake election of 2004. No matter who wins, my friends, we lose. It gets into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, latest developments there, the police state that's unfolding, how Ralph Nader is controlled. It is really an impressive new video, and it's called, and we're not offering it quite yet, I'm going to have it up there on the website by tonight. You can order it by phone by tomorrow. It is called, my friends, American Dictators, and you need to have this new film. It is very, very impressive, and it covers just a whole bunch of different facets of the New World Order. It's 1995, folks. It's 1995 because it's not almost 3 hours long like some of my videos. Those are $25.95. But it's a 1995 American Dictators, my new film. And by the way, you know, it'll take a week or so after you order to get it in the mail. And we're only offering it on VHS right now. That's because it's going to take a month or so to get it authored and put on DVD. And it needs to get out now for the election, and it just takes time to have DVDs mass-produced. It will be offered on DVD, but don't wait, folks. Get it on VHS, easy to make copies from. It is such an important film, and you're authorized to make copies of this video and get it out to people and educate your friends and your family and to air it on Access Television. But the first people to get it will be members of PrisonPlanet.tv. If it's not up tonight, it will be up by tomorrow, but I'm trying to get it up tonight for members of PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can get both of the book I've written, the book I published, Paul Watson's book. Those are both online, over 500 pages together, our two books that are excellent, Descent into Tyranny, Order Out of Chaos, all of my videos, other great videos by folks that have authorized us to post them, all the best interviews I do on the radio, special text reports, my weekly TV reports. Most weeks it's two reports, but it's always one report. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, $5.95 if you sign up for a month. It is so important. We need your support for the bandwidth and what we're doing, and it's exclusive, privileged access for you folks out there, PrisonPlanet.tv. But you cannot call yet and get American Dictators. It takes a day or so to get that to the operators and, you know, get them the rundown of what the film's about. But it will be by this evening on Infowars.com, there in the shopping cart. American Dictators, folks. Okay, let's go to the calls. That's enough of my babbling. Don in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing? I just thought I'd let you know, as far as Illinois, yes, I do drive a truck and all that, and they offered me the transponder and all that to go through their toll booths. But if you remember, I think it was 3 years ago that they used that transponder for a guy that was getting a divorce from his wife, to where they could show that he was actually cheating on her. Whenever that did that, that raised some serious red flags to me, and I've been listening to you for about the past year now, knowing as far as something was wrong.
Well,
I didn't know exactly what, but now I know that the transponders, I don't care if they charge me triple, because as a truck driver, whenever I go into a DOT inspection station and they check me all out, they'll compare everything that I have on electronic and paper, which I throw the paper up because I don't pay income tax or anything like that, and they can use that against me in a court of law, so I just have quit doing it altogether.
Well, let me say this, Don. It's a total violation of the Fifth Amendment. There have been several articles that I've read on air in the Bay Area of San Francisco where they put these transponder readers up where there aren't even toll roads. They admit they're tracking everyone. They're going to do it in Austin. To have a car in the town, you're going to have it unless you want to pay, again, double. And it's disgusting. This is going in everywhere, folks. This isn't what America is about. And they were planning all of this before 9/11, and now it has this backdrop of, oh, it's for terrorism. What are people saying in Chicago about this?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania, but I drive through Chicago, and as Joyce and Dave say, you know, the sheeple over there, they're like, oh, I get a benefit, and I don't see the benefit as
don't
far
they know
as
that, don't they know in a few years, don't, and I never finished this, when they put in the self-service checkout lanes, in some areas they've now phased them completely out where you have to use the self-checkouts. It's going to be the same thing here. You know, they're going to make you use the transponder.
It's coming down to that as far as the truck drivers, and then after they get us mind bred into it, and 10 or 20 years down the road, then it'll be for the rest of the populace, and they'll be able to track you anywhere.
It won't even be 20 years, sir.
It'll take a little bit of time, but
nope.
Don't do it.
Everything's accelerated now, 3 to 4 years.
Well, I just figured, personally, in 91, I said, give it 20 years, and I said, you'll see a civil war in this country, but we're down to about 6 years is what it's going to take. But
well, I'll tell you, Don,
how long it will be. But
Don,
yes,
I just don't know if people realize how serious this is we're talking about.
Well, I do, and now I'm talking about it in my own county and state. And I'll be honest with you, I've gotten a lot of people mad at me.
They're mad at you. They want to be tracked and traced. They want to be controlled. They want to be slaves. Well, let me add something to this. You know, with these transponders and all of this garbage, this isn't what this country is supposed to be about. This isn't what America is supposed to be, Don.
Well, I know, but all I can say is to all the rest of the other listeners, I know a lot of them are smart and getting intelligent, and you and everyone else on the GCN are helping, but all I can say is, I, Hitler, and we're the Jews, if you will. I don't care if you're what religion, but if you're speaking out, you're a dissident person and must be terminated. And that's just the way that they're going right now.
Thanks for the call. Well, I wouldn't say Heil Hitler. I'd say hail the New World Order. Rodney in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing today, Alex?
Good.
I just had one brief news article that I looked at in the St. Paul Pioneer Press today, and it just corroborate a story that you mentioned a couple of days ago about the journalists being kicked out of Iraq because, they're exposing a lot of things over there. Did you get a chance to read that story by chance?
I do have it here in front of me. It's an AP report, I would imagine, that you saw reposted in a newspaper you read. But Rodney, last Monday, now about 9-10 days ago,
right,
Iraqi troops under U.S. command pulled up on bullhorns. This was witnessed by a hotel full of British and U.S. reporters, and German and Dutch and French and then Spanish, and said, "Exit the building, or we are going to kill you." Now this was all over the international news. It was caught on tape.
Right.
"We're going to kill you if you don't leave." And in 1 hour, when they didn't, they machine gunned the windows, fired rounds in there, and said, "Leave Najaf." And now, when they were trying to leave, they arrested a whole bunch of them, and in one case, beat them up. So this is the freedom and democracy we're bringing, is doing this to reporters.
Yeah, two things. Let's make no bones about it. This is under the auspices or the behest of our government, number one. And number two, if you read the story from the AP today, the reason why they gave that they want those journalists out of there is they claim they're making trouble.
Well,
making trouble. The journalists are making trouble because they want to cover the news and report it as it is, as it really is, and they're making trouble.
Yeah, that Christian Science Monitor, very credible, went in and said there's no weapons, and bunch of other reporters from other agencies said, yes, it's true, and so he better watch himself.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I want to ask you this thing regarding the torture with the prisoners. I noticed that today one of the stories, and I think it's the New York Times was talking about John Kerry talking about Rumsfeld has to go. Now, I think that there are probably more people than Donald Rumsfeld that need to go because of this prisoner. I won't say abuse is actual torture, but I'd like to hear what you've got to say about that.
Well, we have to ask ourselves, why is the Pentagon saying they're going to release more photos now? Now, I always said they released those through CBS on purpose, and it's a very sophisticated answer why. Our government released those photos. We knew about this from day one in Afghanistan, day one in Iraq. We had warned people, had been all over the foreign news. Why did it suddenly show up? Because it was time to demonize America to later bring in the UN as the savior, just like they're preparing, perhaps, to bring in Kerry, who will keep our troops there, but then bring in the UN, take down some of the escalation and the abuse, so then the Iraqis will accept it. This was an imperial tactic. The Romans, Rodney, wrote handbooks on sending in a mean governor to squeeze and abuse. Then they'd pull the mean governor out and chastise him. The people go, oh, Rome's doing something. They'd send somebody in who lessened the tyranny a little bit, then the people would buy into it. So this is just a tool of statecraft here. Why is the Pentagon releasing more torture information? It is to demonize the U.S. military. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Forget, my friends, my new video, American Dictators, will be on the website by this evening, 1995, 90 minutes, shortest film I've made, very concise, getting into Bush and Kerry being cousins, skull and bones, the fake election, how they're all for the same issues. Very important film. A lot of dynamic stuff in it. You need to see it. We go back to Bohemian Grove in the film. You know, I went back there about 9 months ago when I was in California. And didn't sneak in this time. Just went and interviewed locals and talked about it. But that's a small part of the film, American Dictator. So that'll be available here pretty soon. And it'll be up tonight or tomorrow on the web before anybody gets it, before we even mail them out, at prisonplanet.tv for members. Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Just to bring up a real quick point, I was actually on the phone yesterday and I got cut off. You had mentioned Bernays.
Yeah, what happened is the T1, the phone lines went crazy.
Yeah, I listened. I found three more of his books. One of them is called The Father of Spin, Edward L. Bernays and the Birth of Public Relations. Another one is The Later Years, Public Relations Insights, 56 to 86, and Crystallizing Public Opinion, which I think is a great title. But the real reason I was...
And, of course, he wrote a book called Propaganda. And for those who just joined us, and I'll hold you over if need be, just let me read what Bernays said, sure. The father of modern advertising. Those who manipulate the unseen mechanisms of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. He says this is logical. This is good. He goes on to say we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental process and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires that control the public mind. Go ahead.
But the real reason I was calling, I went down to Washington, D.C. about 2 weeks ago. And all the way down I-95, I live in New Jersey, there were these road signs that are electronic that they can change, I guess, for weather or not. But instead of having weather alerts or traffic alerts...
Look
said,
for terrorists.
Basically, it said... You know, electronic, look for suspicious activity. If you see suspicious activity, please call such and such a number. Then I went to Philadelphia today. I was on my public transit train from New Jersey. And it says, when it comes to our safety, we can always have an extra pair of eyes. Look around, be aware. If something looks out of place, you know, let us know.
And again, this is what they're doing. With Neighborhood Watch, the VFW, these new Citizen Defense Forces, all of this, they get everybody hyped up for terrorism, then you go to the training course and it's, we're going to fight crime, we're going to spy on our neighbors.
Right.
There's no real terrorist, but they get this atmosphere of tattling and watching and spying developed, and they're going to use it against everybody.
I went to their website that was listed there, and it's exactly the same thing. It says, remember, if you see something, say something, but it doesn't say anything about terrorism. It says to report a crime in progress, blah, blah, blah. And then down here on the website, is that you can just go to njtransit.com and find all this information. It says increased number of uniformed and ununiformed. It actually says plain clothes officers on patrol. That sounds like a secret police to me. So it's a little weird.
Sir, it's every agency. It's every group. They are literally in 30 states handing uniforms out to anybody they do a psychological test on with MP armbands with no police training, and they just send them out on random street corners to just search families, training us. I mean, this is like Red Dawn, people!
It is. I agree, Alex.
And in every case, Homeland Security is putting in $1.2 billion in cameras to fight crime. Crime, 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 crime. Crime is terror. Crime, crime, crime. Smoke marijuana. You're a terrorist.
Just want to thank you for what you're doing. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. Anything else you want to add?
That'll be it, Alex. Have a good day.
All right. God bless you. More of your calls coming up, and we got a couple guests, too, and a really important second hour coming up. So please, please stay with us, and please support what we're doing and expose the murdering terrorists run America, because they're killing this country. Open your eyes up. Look around you. We'll be right back.